بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue with what the author he had mentioned. رحمه الله تعالى وتوفي صلى الله عليه وسلم ودينه باقٍ ودينه باقٍ. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he passed away, and his religion it remains, and his deen, his methodology and his way and his creed, صلى الله عليه وسلم, his deen, it remains. وهذا دينه, and this is his deen, and it's established, and the fundamentals have been laid and have been set, and the deen has been completed by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by his decree, and by the success and the aid that he has given his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at his hands sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen has been completed. The author, he says, لا خير إلا دل أمته عليه ولا شر إلا حذرها منه, that there is no good whatsoever except that he has showed the ummah the way to that, and he clarified the way for that and made it clear for them all the avenues of good. The good is that which has come by way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he has shown and directed the ummah to all of the good, and all goodness lies in following him and taking him as a role model sincerely and truthfully and honestly, inwardly and outwardly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La khayra illa dalla al-ummata alayhi. There's no good except for he has shown the ummah, he has led the ummah to it, he has directed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the people, his ummah, to that good. Wala sharra illa hadharahum, aw illa wala sharra illa hadharaha minhu. And there is no evil except that he has warned them, he has warned them from it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Has been reported authentically from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma, collected by Imam Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ نَبِيٌ قَبْلِي إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَدُلَّ أُمَّتَهُ عَلَى خَيْرِ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ وَيُنْذِرَهُمْ شَرَّ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that verily there was no prophet before me except it was a right upon him to direct his ummah to the good that he knew about, the good that he knew of for them, and to warn them from the evil that he knew of, and to warn them from that evil that he knew. And this is the case with all of the prophets before him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the seal of the prophets. And he, just as the author he has mentioned, he had clarified and directed the ummah to the good, and clarified the avenues of khair, and he has clarified the creed and the deen and the statements and the actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he has clarified sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the ways of misguidance and the ways of evil and the ways that lead to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the hellfire. He has clarified that in much detail. The author, he says, وَالْخَيْرُ الَّذِي دَلَّ عَلَيْهِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَجَمِيعُ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ. And the goodness that he has led the people to and showed them and clarified sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at-tawheed, to single out Allah alone in worship, and to worship him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to believe that he is the creator and the owner and the controller and the sustainer and the provider and the disposer of the entire universe subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is the only one who is worthy of worship, and that he has no beginning and no end subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is alive and he never dies, and to worship him alone with no partners whatsoever, and to believe that he has the most perfect attributes that have no deficiency whatsoever, the attributes of perfection subhanahu wa ta'ala, a perfect life, he never dies and he never gets tired, nor does he get hungry, and he does not sleep nor get sleepy subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is alive and he never dies, he feeds and he's not fed, he is the one who is worthy of worship. وَالْخَيْرُ الَّذِي دَلَّهَا عَلَيْهِ التَّوْحِيدِ. And the good that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had led the people to, he had directed the people to, he had clarified for the people, that is at tawheed, true, pure, and sincere Islamic monotheism. وَجِمِيعُ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرَضَاهُ, and everything that Allah is pleased with. Everything that Allah loves and is pleased with. Yani meaning ibadah. This is the definition of ibadah, and this has preceded in these classes. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ الْعِبَادَةُ كُلُّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ اسْمٌ جَامِعٌ لِكُلِّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ. That everything that Allah loves and is pleased with from speech and action, outwardly and inwardly, this is considered ibadah. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified to the people. The statements that are beloved to Allah, the statements that are pleasing to Allah, the actions of the heart and the actions of the body parts, all of this that is pleasing to Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified that in the greatest of detail. He clarified that in the greatest of detail. In many narrations, his companions would ask him, what are the most beloved deeds to Allah? What are the most beloved deeds to Allah? What are the deeds that if I were to do them, they'll draw me to paradise? Tell me something I can do that will bring me near to paradise. Inform me of something that if I do it, I'll be taken far away and distance from the hellfire. Many narrations in this manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified all of these details. He mentioned all of these details in the most, in the best way. In the most clear way, in the clearest of all manners, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the author, he says, وَالشَّرُّ الَّذِي حَذَّرَهَا مِنْهُ الشِّرْكُ وَجِمِيعُ مَا يَكْرَهُ اللَّهُ يَأْبَاهُ. And the evil that he warned from, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الشِّرْك, associating partners with Allah and worship and everything that Allah dislikes and rejects and refuses. And all of the actions of disobedience, all of the actions that are forbidden and made impermissible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not allow, then he dislikes these actions and these statements and these creeds. And the worst of all of that is a shirk, and to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, and to give some of his rights that he deserves alone subhanahu wa ta'ala to something from his creation. And this is the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the very beginning. We have seen that. قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Stand and warn. أَنذِرْ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. Warn the people from shirk. And likewise, this is the way of all of the prophets that had preceded him, salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi, that all of them, they came with the same call. أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. And likewise, all of the prophets that came with the same call, just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they led their ummah and directed their ummah to the good that they know, and the best of that is tawheed. يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. Oh my people, worship Allah alone. You have no other true God besides Him. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. And whoever disbelieves in the false gods and he believes in Allah alone, then verily he has grasped the strongest handhold. يعني لا إله إلا الله. And this is the way of all of the prophets before him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is his way. عليه الصلاة والسلام. عليه الصلاة والسلام. So we see that the author, he mentioned this amazing statement again, وَدِينُهُ بَاقٍ وَدِينُهُ بَاقٍ. And this is exactly what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died and the people were in confusion and the people were trying to deal with the situation, what did he say radiallahu anhu in his khutbah? And he came out and he called to what the Prophet called to sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he rectified the situation and he cured this issue and he brought the people to their minds and to their senses with tawheed. And he said to them, مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ. Whoever used to worship Muhammad, verily Muhammad, he is dead. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُودُ. And whoever used to worship Allah, then verily Allah, he's alive and he never dies. Meaning, دِينُهُ بَاقٍ. That's the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. النَّبِي كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ مُخْلِصَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to worship Allah alone, making the whole deen, all of his actions, sincerely for Allah alone. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُودُ. Verily, whoever used to worship Allah, then verily Allah, he is alive and he never dies. دِينُهُ بَاقٍ. دِينُ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بَاقٍ. His religion, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, it remains and is preserved and it is maintained and it is safe. By the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah, he mentioned in his book, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. That verily we have revealed the dhikr, and the Qur'an, and along with the Qur'an, the sunnah. Both of them are revelation. And Allah, He has revealed the revelation, and He is the one, He says, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily, we are the ones who will preserve it. So therefore, the deen is preserved, and the Qur'an is preserved, and the sunnah is preserved. No matter how many people disbelieve, or how many people oppose, or how many people go against, or how many people have shirk, or they have doubt, there will always be a group of people steadfast upon Al-Qur'an, وَالسُنَّ وَالفَحْم, as-salaf as-salih, until the resurrection, or just before the resurrection, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He has given glad tidings for the true believers and those who love Him and follow His way. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين حتى يأتي أمر الله. And one wording, حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم ظاهرون. That there will always remain a group from my ummah. There will always remain a group of people from my ummah who are upon the truth. And they are apparent and victorious. And they will remain in that manner until the command of Allah comes, and they are still in this manner. So there will always be a group from the ummah, a group of Muslims who are steadfast and who are upright, and who are upon the Quran and the Sunnah in the manner that was intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the manner that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He taught the people. There will always remain a group that is upon the deen that He was upon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His companions. And we ask Allah from His mercy and from His kindness and from His grace to make us steadfast upon that way, and to clarify and to show us that way, and to make our feet and our hearts firm upon that path, and to protect us from any other path that is not from this way, and to show us the truth as truth and allow us to follow it, and to show us the falsehood as falsehood, and to allow us to stay away from it and avoid it. Allahumma arin al-haqqa haqqan wa zuqna tiba'a wa arin al-batila batilan wa zuqna ijtinaba. So this is the case. His deen, it remains, and His deen is preserved, and there will always be a group of people that are steadfast upon that deen. And this is a ta'ifa al-mansura, al-najiyah, ila yawm al-qiyamah. They are the saved sect, the saved group, those who are upright, and they will remain from his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of resurrection. The deen is preserved. Deenuhu baqin. Deenuhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam baqin. What is incumbent upon the Muslims is to learn his deen. Is to learn his deen with proofs and evidences, as the author he has mentioned. Ma'rifatu din al-Islami bil adilla, ma'rifatu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil adilla, wa ma'rifatu nabiyyikum Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil adilla. To know these evidences, and to know the religion and the proofs, and to know who one's Lord is with proofs and evidences from the Quran and from the signs in the creation as well. And likewise, to know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his seerah and from his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to know al-Islam properly with evidences and proofs. Those who learn this and apply this, they are from al-Ta'ifa al-Mansur. At-Ta'ifa al-Mansura. People who have gathered between two affairs. They have gathered between knowledge and action. Beneficial knowledge that has come in the revelation, that has come with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the application of that in the righteous actions. And this is the deen of truth. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. So this is such an amazing way the author, he is closing these usul al-thalatha. His religion, it remains. And there's no good except for he showed the ummah. He clarified to the ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And has been narrated in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, that a Jewish man, he came to him. And he said to him, and he's trying to mock him or mock the Muslims. And he said, عَلَّمَكُمْ نَبِيُّكُمْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى الْخَرَاءَةِ. And your prophet taught you everything, even about the bathroom. And your prophet taught you everything, even about the bathroom. And Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he said, Ajal. And he said, that's right. And he mentioned from the manners that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had clarified with regards to using the bathroom. With regards to using the bathroom. And likewise, it has been collected by At-Tabarani and declared authentic by Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَا بَقِيَ شَيْءٌ يُقَرِّبُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَيُبَعِدُ عَنِ النَّارِ إِلَّا بُيِّنَ لَكُمْ إِلَّا بُيِّنَ لَكُمْ. That there is nothing remains from the things that will draw you near to the Jannah and take you away from the fire, except it's been clarified for you. Except it's been clarified for you. And it's been narrated from Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he mentioned himself, لَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا يُحَرِّكُ طَائِرٌ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَّا أَذْكَرَنَا مِنْهُ عِلْمًا. Collected by Imam Ahmad rahimahullahu ta'ala fi musnadihi. That Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not leave us. That he had left us. Whenever he left us, meaning whenever he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there's not a bird in the sky that's moving its wings except he left us with knowledge about that. Except that he has informed us about that. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has left detailed clarification in all affairs of life with regards to oneself, and with regards to one's family, with regards to one's society and community, with regards to the rulings in the society, in the crimes and how they should be dealt with. He clarified, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, issues related to the restroom, issues related to marriage and divorce, issues related to food and that which is permissible from the food and drink and that which is not permissible. He clarified the proper manners, how to sit when one is eating and what hands to eat with and which hands he can give with and take from, and how to enter the restroom and how to sit whenever one is there. He mentioned the affairs of how to cure one's body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the beneficial means for that. And likewise, the criminal punishments and the rulings in the court. All of this has been clarified dealing with the society. And likewise, he has clarified the reality of the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and clarified his names and his attributes and the proper creed and belief in him, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and his rights. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had clarified the issue with regards to the angels in the beginning of creation. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had mentioned in details the issues with regards to al-jannah and the affairs of the hellfire. Even he has mentioned the affairs of the soul and that which occurs at the time of death. And he has mentioned and clarified in great detail, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the affairs that occur in the grave and in the barzakh, and the life between this life and the hereafter. And he has clarified what will happen on the day of resurrection and the events that will occur on that day. And he has clarified in much, much detail the entire reality of this life and the hereafter, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, a believer, all he has to do is learn his deen and learn his way and follow it. Because his deen, it remains. Deenuhu baqin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mahfuz, mahrus. Naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has preserved his deen. He has preserved his way. And there will always be a group of people holding fast to his sunnah, properly and truthfully, inwardly and outwardly. Not all of the people will be upon this way. But there will always be a group who are upon that way. And this should be the light of in the eye of a believer, and his main focus and goal to be upon the Islam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upon, to be upon the Islam that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught his companions, to be upon the Islam that whenever he died, he smiled whenever he seen his companions applying the Islam that he was upon, and that he had taught them, and that he was pleased with sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that Allah is pleased with. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And verily, I am pleased with Islam as your deen. And the Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Not the Islam of many of the people we find today. And the deviations that have been introduced after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after his companions. But there will always remain a group who are upon that way. So therefore, a believer who strives to know the creed of that group, and to know the methodology of that group, and to be upon the way of that group, and to know that that is the only way of success, and that all of the other ways, they lead to the hellfire, and that all of the ways besides that, they lead to the anger of Allah. Some of those people upon that path, whenever they meet their Lord, they will meet him and he will never forgive them. Others from them, they will meet their Lord in a state of anger because they followed other than the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they didn't leave entirely out of the deen, but they were misguided. Therefore, they will likewise be punished in the hellfire, and they will be purified and cleansed in the hellfire. Those who are on the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inwardly and outwardly, those who are upon the way of the companions radiyallahu anhum, those who are upon al-Islam, the Islam that was revealed and completed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he taught his companions and then what they were upon, رضي الله عنهم, they're the ones who go to paradise. without reckoning, without punishment. Those who comply to that and apply that, they learn that, and then they live upon that, and they die upon that. Nasal Allah Azza wa Jalla min fadlihi, they're the ones who enter paradise without reckoning and without punishment. As for the deviants, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had mentioned that this ummah will divide into 73 sects, and all of them are in the hellfire except for one. Makana alaihi ana al-yawma wa ashabi, wa ma ana alaihi al-yawma wa ashabi. Naam, that which I am upon today and my companions. Nani, this is the Islam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned, and that he was taught, that was revealed to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what he taught his companions radiyallahu anhum, and this is what Allah is pleased with, and this is what Allah is pleased with. Walillahi alhamdu dinuhu baqin. This statement here is an amazing statement for a believer to ponder over. Dinuhu, the deen of the Prophet remains sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A believer, a Muslim, he should ask himself, what is that deen? What is that way? And in general, maybe one will know, but then if he looked into the details of his methodology and his way, even many of the believers, if they look into details of their creed, they will find that their creed is contrary to the creed of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is contrary to the methodology and to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even sometimes in their prayer, they're praying opposite in to the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had commanded. And this is all because of ignorance and showing preference to this life, and not giving enough care for the deen, to learn the deen. Therefore, they have been misled from the straight path because of their negligence. So therefore, these days, these are days of striving to learn the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, striving to learn al-Islam, the correct Islam, the Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah is pleased with, the Islam that he smiled whenever he seen his companions applying it and complying to it, and displaying it outwardly in jama'ah, in congregation, radiyallahu anhum, radiyallahu anhum. So the author, he says after this, and we continue reading, he says, ba'athahu Allahu ila nasi kafa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent him to all mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent to all mankind. He mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is from the specific traits specific to him that he has been specified with over the rest of the prophets. And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in authentic narration, kana an-nabi qabli yub'athu ila qawmihi khasa wa bu'ithu ila nasi am. That verily a prophet before me, he would be sent to his own people specifically, and I was sent to all mankind. And I was sent to all mankind. Just like the author, he mentioned, ba'athahu Allahu ila nasi kafa. Ba'athahu Allahu ila nasi kafa. That Allah has sent him to all mankind. That he is a prophet and a messenger for all mankind. And likewise, it's been narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, collected by Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he swore by Allah. He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِي, I swear by the one who Muhammad's soul is in his hand, لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار. I swear by the one who Muhammad's soul is in his hand that there is no person who hears about me from this ummah, not a Jew nor a Christian, and then he dies and did not believe with what and he did not believe in what I was sent with, except that he will be from the companions and the dwellers of the hellfire. And the hellfire, he sent to all mankind. After the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then all of the people are from his ummah. This is now after the coming of the Prophet, he's the last prophet. He's the seal of prophets. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no messenger or prophet after him. And until the day of judgment, this is his ummah. And the people, they are all under his ummah. All of them. All of mankind. He sent to all of them. Ba'athahu Allahu ila nasi kaffa. They're all under his ummah. But from his ummah, there are those who responded to his call, and they're the believers. And from his ummah, there are those who rejected the call, and they did not respond, and they're the disbelievers. But they're all from his ummah, and he is their prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether they believe in him or whether they deny him. Ummat al-istijabah, they are the ones who have complied, and they are the ones who have believed, and they are the ones whom Allah has favored to be from the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great blessing. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and the perfection of Islam is the ni'mah of Allah. Naam, and then from the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal, أَنْ هَدَانَا لِهَذَا الْإِسْلَامِ, أَنْ هَدَانَا لِهَذَا الصِّرَاطِ, المستقيم صراط الذين أنعم الله عليهم الصراط الذي أنعم الله عليهم أو الصراط الذين أنعم الله عليهم the path of those whom Allah has bestowed His blessing upon and it's the blessing of Allah عز وجل that we are believers it's the blessing of Allah عز وجل that we are Muslims Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام خليل الرحمن he strove hard to call his father to Islam and he hoped that his father would enter into Islam and he did not Nuh alayhi salam he hoped for his son to enter into Islam and to submit to Allah azza wa jalla but he didn't they were destroyed and they died as disbelievers ayyadan billah the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam he hoped desperately and had a great desire for his uncle Abu Talib to enter into Islam but he did not and here we have not done anything And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored us with Islam. ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإسلام Rather it's the favor of Allah upon you that He guided you to Islam. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He sent the Prophet to all mankind. All the people after the Prophet, after the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're from his ummah. From them, there are those who believed in him. And they're called the ummah al-istijaba, the ummah of response, those who have responded to his call. And then likewise, the rest of them are just under the general call, ummah al-da'wah, those who have been called to follow him, but they have rejected or they have refused. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us steadfastness upon his path and upon his way, and to take our souls as we are believers, and that we will be from those who follow him in this life and in the hereafter. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody will enter paradise before him, rather the doors will not open until he seeks permission. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so if a person he wants to go to paradise, he has to follow his way. If a person he wants to go to Jannah, he has to get behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow his way. His way is the way to paradise. His way is the way to the pleasure of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barakatuh alayhi. Ba'athahu Allahu ala nasi kaffah. The author, he says, وَفْتَرَضَ طَاعَتَهُ عَلَى جَمِيعَ الثَّقَلَيْنِ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ And Allah has made it an obligation. Allah has made it obligatory to obey him upon all of mankind and jinn. Yani all of the alameen, الثَّقَلَيْنِ Yani the jinn وَالْإِنسِ The jinn, it's an obligation to believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow him. An obligation upon the jinn and likewise an obligation upon mankind and the evidence is in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla the author he mentioned قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا say O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam O mankind verily I am the messenger of Allah to you all altogether and likewise even more clear than this to clarify that he is the prophet of the jinn and the ins sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allah he mentioned تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا And blessed is he who has sent the criterion upon his slave so that he can be a warner to all of the universe and all of the world, to the alameen, yani al-jinn wal-ins. Al-jinn wal-ins. All of them, they have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no prophet after him and there's no revelation coming after him. The final prophet has come and prophethood has been sealed. And the revelation has been finished and it has stopped. And now it is upon mankind to submit and to surrender in Islam and in with Tawheed and to follow him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the author after this, he mentions, wa akmal Allahu bihi deen. And Allah completed the deen by way of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, we continue here in our next class. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.